If you missed the show, check out the podcast.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes, Google Play, or online at thebeat925.ca.
This family from Michigan, they got kicked off a flight for a pretty crazy reason. We want to know what you think. You can text us this morning, 9925. It's Vinny, Nikki, and Sam. And so there's this family, they're from Detroit. They're on vacation in Miami, and they were taking their flight home. And they ended up getting kicked off the flight due to their body odor. Apparently, people were complaining that the family did not smell good at all. It was a husband and a wife and their 19-month-old daughter. And what they did is they called them to the front. They called them out of their seat, called them to the front, got them off the plane and said, oh, we're kicking you off because too many people complained about your body odor. Apparently, the airline put them up with hotel accommodations, meals, and then rebooked them on a flight to Detroit. The next day. But that's pretty intense to kick off a family for an odor.
How mortifying.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, really embarrassing. I was speaking with some friends about this weekend, actually, and I was like, I'm torn. Yeah. I think that is super mortifying, like I said, and I feel bad that anybody should ever have to go through that. I mean, he did say that after he got off the plane, they were walking around the airport asking people if they stink. I was like, maybe don't. And I don't know how honest.
Excuse me, sir. Can you smell me for a second?
And I don't know how honest I'm going to be if somebody like comes up to me in an airport and says, I stink. I'm not going to be like, yeah, you smell like crap.
And then
like,
what if you're sitting right next to them on a flight or something right after you tell them that?
That was a little strange. I think, okay, here's what I think. I don't know if it's going to be popular opinion. I think that we always have to treat people with respect, with the utmost respect. I don't know that this was dealt with properly. I can't say. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there. I don't know exactly what happened. So I don't know if this was dealt with in a way that was fair and showed respect to this family who very clearly deserved it. However, there has to be some sort of line. If people are literally getting sick around you because the smell is so bad, and I think this could go either way. If somebody bathed in a bottle of perfume and multiple people, if there are more people complaining than the person who drank the bottle of perfume or the person who smells badly, like, what are you supposed to do as an airline? You're going to lose 20 passengers who can't deal with it because of the stench, or you're going to lose one passenger who is sort of creating the issue. I feel bad that anybody should ever have to go through that, but doesn't it have to be that way at a certain point?
Yeah. See, I'm torn like you. I think the same thing. Like, what if you're sitting right beside them or sitting right behind them and you're on a 6, 7, 8 hour flight? Mm-hmm. But then I think of what some people have done on airplanes, like, you know, get drunk or fight or yell and scream. And
well, a friend told me that she was on a flight and she was next to a guy and she could literally barely breathe. She had to move, and luckily there was another seat. But he even said, I can't wait to get home and get a shower, because he was a minor and he was going home from work and he just smelled horrible. I don't know how long it had been since he had showered. And she said there was no way she would have made it through that flight. So if there are multiple people saying the same thing, I can't make it through, then unfortunately it's an embarrassing situation, but you got to do something.
I feel like you have to flag it before it actually happens, right? As you're boarding, these are the types of things that the crew has to look out for. I mean, to tell them to get off a plane, you don't know, like, with the urgency of where he was going. I mean, maybe he couldn't wait another night. It's really unfortunate. I mean, like,
tough.
If there are alternatives, there are other seats on the plane. If it really is that bad,
we don't know that there are alternatives. We don't know that. To be fair, right? We don't know if there are other seats on the plane.
It's just, I feel like sometimes flight attendants will try to, you know, step in and act like a hero and try and save the day, but they're not necessarily working within there.
Let's take some texts on this. 9925. Did this family deserve to get kicked off the plane? You can text in this morning. Also, we have their reaction too.
They got a free hotel and meals, Sam. You should love that.
Silver lining.
This never happened to you, by the way.
No.
Well, look, if you can get a free stay and some
meals.
Never
say never, though.
Also, the family reacted to the
body odor that we have. There's nothing wrong with us. And all of a sudden, as soon as they took us off, they closed the gate, and then they said, oh, sorry, sir. Some people complained that you had body odor. We're not letting you back on.
We staffed several people in the airport, and it's embarrassing, but we asked them, do you think we smile? Because we just got kicked off of a plane for smiling, and they were like, oh, my God, we're so embarrassed for you that somebody would do such a thing. No.
I'm very frustrated. I want them to own up to what really happened and to tell me the truth. What was it?
So it sounds like there could be something deeper at the end there.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Still, the most shocking part of the whole story to me is that they asked people in the airport if they smelled and that people actually did it.
That is so
boggles
awkward.
My mind. We get a text. We're getting a lot of texts right now at 9295. This one's from a travel agent. It says, I'm a travel agent and absolutely the airline did the right thing. You have to be mindful of people around you, and that includes personal hygiene. Let's not forget that it's recycled air, so the smell would just spread and get worse. That's a good point.
I don't know about you. When I get off a flight, I just want to shower right away.
Yeah, afterwards.
I don't know what it is about being on a plane.
Recycled air. fair,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it just feels nasty.
It's a bit of a Russian roulette, though, when you get on a plane. You never know who you're going to be sitting next to. And, I mean, I've been next to people that have had bad gas or coughing or just gross people.
Gas,
and I mean,
like they're farting on a plane?
Yeah.
Gross.
And what do? You're stuck, right?
You're like, food is full of sodium. It's very inducing.
Because if you say something, it can make things awkward from, you know.
Flying can be hard on your digestive system, too.
That's true.
I don't want to hear excuses. If it's really that big of a deal, you speak to the flight attendant. You don't make a big spectacle of it. You let them know, listen, I cannot be sitting next to this person. And it's up to the flight attendant to choose another seat for you. But, I mean, if you want to complain every time someone made you feel uncomfortable or awkward.
That's why I'm saying there's a line. Because I agree to a certain point. But we don't know how many seats were open, and we don't know how many people complained. If you have half of the plane saying, I cannot do this, then what else are you going to do? You know, you can't leave them alone on the plane and kick everyone else off.
Right.
It's tough. Like I said, it has to be done respectfully. But I think at one point, there's a line. Like, at one point, even kids who act up, if it's before you take off, there's a point when the kid is being so rambunctious and out of there that they're probably going to have an issue, you know? It's not every time somebody has a slight body odor, and it's not every time a kid makes a noise or cries. That's not the case, but there's got to be a line.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, thank God metro rides in Montreal are short, because there's some body odor floating around those metros there, let's be honest. All right, we have Andrew on the phone. She wants to chime in. What do you
Listen,
think?
Listen, I feel bad for them, but at the same time, you got to have respect for other people on the plane. And no, I don't find that it's wrong. Like, I find the flight attendant is her job. If many people are complaining, it's like anything in life, you know?
Can you
travel a lot, and I would not want to be one of those people that's sitting around and having to be subjected to that, you know?
I'd also not like to be the flight attendant who had to do it. That must have been...
I know.
It's not easy. Listen, it's not easy for anybody. It's not easy for the family that got kicked off. It's not easy for the flight attendant. It's not easy for the people to complain either.
And I don't know. It sounds like the guy is saying that the flight attendant did it in a very disrespectful way. Like, I don't know.
But I mean, when you're being subjected to that, obviously you're going to feel disrespected no matter how nice the person's going to be, right?
So, yeah.
To me,
Here's the question. You're in the airport. Someone comes up and says, can you smell me and tell me if I stink? Do you smell them? Yes or no?
No.
I'd be like, get away from me, man.
You don't even know the situation. Like, did he tell me? I just got kicked off a flight for being, like, not
I don't
then
know.
Maybe.
You're trying to mug you or something.
Like, I barely would want to do that for my best friend. Let alone a stranger.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Have a great day.
No worries. Yeah, no worries. You too.
All right. Well, thanks for chiming in on our text line, 92925. That's why I always bring little cologne bottles or little deodorants, you know, just in case.
You can go too far that way, too.
That's true, but it could be better.
A little old lady sneezing and coughing and hacking. Send her into an allergy attack because you bathed in cologne.
Sorry, man.
Come on.
My Melitza is too strong. Sorry.
This is the Vinny and Nikki replay.
Okay, if you like these two songs, then you're probably a psychopath.
Oh, no.
I mean, not you're probably a psychopath, but you might be,
you have
I
tendencies,
guess.
Right?
But the thing is, we've all heard these songs, and I think we all like these songs as well. Okay, so they did a new study, and the study revealed that there are two specific songs that psychopaths are more likely to like and be drawn to, okay? The first song is Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Oh, yes. This is my wife's, like, favorite song of all time. She knows all the lyrics. Great. Wonderful.
It's a very aggressive song. I mean,
quite aggressive.
I know people you like it to, you know, to get in the zone for the gym.
Bob your head to it.
Get you going,
yeah. Get you going.
Spaghetti on my sweater already.
There you go.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm ready.
Hardcore.
Okay. Is there anybody who doesn't like that song, though? I think everybody mostly likes it.
Text us if you don't like it.
A little too angry for my taste.
Okay, you're the angriest person in this room right now.
Yeah, exactly. Don't you like angry music?
I guess I need soothing music to offset the anger.
Okay, No Diggity by Blackstreet.
You're kidding me.
This song is like one of my favorites.
What?
No Diggity. I got to bag.
It's like the 90s in a nutshell. Come on.
Move your butt. It doesn't make you want to hurt anyone.
This song is great. What are you talking about? Oh, we got somebody who didn't like Eminem's Lose Yourself on our text line.
Well, he's a psychopath.
So now, okay, so we're psychopaths because we like these two songs?
You are. Speak for yourself.
I am. Okay, fine. Fine.
I would think that, like, Baby Shark would make this list or something like that.
No, that makes you a psychopath.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
After you hear it 100 times.
Yeah.
It turns you into one after a while.
That's true.
I'm keeping those on my playlist. I don't care. Okay. Yeah. I'm keeping them on.
I'm seeing my shrink this afternoon.
They said that. They're like, you might need therapy if you enjoy both of those songs. Okay, so on the opposite end of the scale, those with the least psychopath tendencies enjoyed jazz music the most, but there were actually two songs in specific outside of jazz music that they really liked, okay? The people that are least likely to be a psychopath. This boggles my mind because this song, I would think a psychopath would love, My Sharona by The Next.
Oh, my God.
Well, not that it's a bad song, but I mean, after a certain amount of times listening to that, I would...
Classic, though.
Okay.
Classic.
So, if you hear someone enjoying this song, they're probably safe.
Really?
Probably. They're probably safe.
Probably. Chances are.
I mean, I wouldn't get in a vehicle with a stranger because they're blasting My Sharona, but apparently they're not likely to be a psychopath. And this other song, and I liked the psychopathic songs for the record too, but this is probably one of my favorite songs ever. It's David Guetta and Sia, Titanium. Like, favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Once I dreamt that I was on American Idol and I sang this song.
Really?
There's still time, Nikki.
There's still time.
It's coming back in March.
Best dream ever.
What if you like all four, Nikki? Somebody asked on our text line 9925.
And you have split personalities.
I am a Gemini, so.
That's some stuff to figure out.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay Podcast.
All right, so it was back on January 17th that Prince Philip got in a car accident. He was driving his Land Rover, and he collided with a vehicle. There was a lady in the other car who suffered a broken wrist, and he just now is apologizing to the woman. He did an official letter, because that's what you do when you're a royal, apparently. And he and his wife said that they were deeply sorry that she was injured on the January 17th collision. He said that he was dazzled by the sun when he entered a main road near the Royal Retreat in eastern England, and he can only imagine that he failed to see the car coming, and he's very contrite about the consequences. So Prince Philip, keep in mind, is 97 years old. He was not charged with any infraction, and he continues to drive.
97.
He's 97 years old. And I was like, who is going to be the one to tell Prince Philip that maybe you should have a driver at this point?
Give me your keys.
Yeah. There are rules when it comes to age here in Quebec, right?
Yeah. You have to get a physical test and an eye test 6 months before your 75th birthday, and again 6 months before your 80th birthday, and then every 2 years subsequent.
Okay.
To your 80th birthday.
Well, it's good they do that, because I've seen like 60-year-olds who appear to be like 80, 85, and you see people who are like 80, 85 who are healthy and they appear to be younger. So it's good that they do those tests.
For sure. Right? I mean, I'm thinking of my grandmother, and no one in my family will ever get in a car with her because she's just such a hazard on the road.
Really?
Yeah. And she's not even that bad of a driver. But, you know, when you fail to check your blind spots, you know, and when you expect everyone to yield to you, that's not how the roads work, especially not in Montreal.
Don't you feel like somebody should say something to her, though? Somebody
what are you
in your
tell
family?
Her? It's like the only like liberty
Pack it
she
in,
has.
Grandma. It's time. It's time.
She will never pay for taxis, never pay for Ubers over her dead body, never. So she's, you know, she enjoys it. And I was thinking to myself, yeah.
She enjoys it, but it's dangerous.
Yeah, well, you know, as you get older, it's the simple things in life, I suppose. I was thinking, I mean, 97 is really old, and poor Prince Philip, like, yes, he can get a driver. It's not a question of money. But then I was thinking, you know, in the show The Crown, even like since he was young, they're so controlled, the royals. And one of the few freedoms that you have is when you're in a car, because no one's driving you. You're the one that's behind
makes
the
them
wheel.
Feel independent, right?
Yeah, it sort of gives you that taste of the free life.
One of the few freedoms, like all the money in the world to literally travel and go wherever you want to go.
Yeah, I know, but it's something about hitting the open road, you know?
Oh, God.
Just figure out 97 being a royal, like, why are you going to drive anymore? I don't get it.
I hate driving, so I would never understand why anyone would want. I don't care if it's a Range Rover. I don't care what the hell you're driving. I don't want to drive it. So if that were my life, I'd have a driver in an instant. You know how much you can get done when you're not driving and you're sitting in the passenger seat?
So much.
Probably at least every second day, but maybe daily, I'm on my way out to my car. I think of something that I'd like to research and read about, and I'm like, see, if I wasn't driving right now, that's what I would be doing. Or think about, you know, banking that you want to do and those kind of things. You get more done, Prince Philip, when you're not driving. Okay.
And this guy can just snap his fingers and have a driver like...
Of course he can.
Like in a heartbeat.
He doesn't
too.
Even have to go anywhere if he doesn't want to, or he can go anywhere he wants to also, you know?
I know. Why risk it?
The world is his oyster, even at 97.
Seriously, right? Yeah.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
And listen to Vinny and Nikki in the Morning weekdays starting at 5:30.
On Montreal's Perfect Mix, The Beat 92.5.